This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We've talked a few times this month about a tool that the state of Michigan is using to help decide where to send COVID-19 vaccination doses, something called the Social Vulnerability Index. Some elected officials, mostly Republicans, are saying that it shouldn't be used. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is with us to fill us in on the debate and more about the Social Vulnerability Index. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, April.
First of all, can you explain what the SVI is?
Sure. So it's a tool that's used by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and some other agencies basically to decide how to target resources in a disaster-type situation such as a pandemic. So it's important to note this is not something Michigan made up on its own. It's used by the federal government as well. And basically what it does is it ranks counties and census tracts based on a bunch of factors that include things like poverty levels, race, people with disabilities, the type and sort of housing that they have, and transportation or lack thereof, to sort of give us a sense of what are the communities across the country that are the most, you know, maybe the most in need when disaster strikes.
So Michigan uses the SVI to figure out how to divide up the COVID vaccine doses it has to places like county health departments, right? How does that actually work?
Right. Well, it's important to note that it's not just solely the SVI that they're using for this. It's just one tool that they're using to distribute vaccines to counties and local health departments and such. The state also takes into account things like, obviously, the overall population and the number of people who are in the priority groups. Basically, we're talking about here the people who are first in line to get the COVID vaccine, and that's people who are 65 and older, frontline essential workers and educators. And they also use the same formula for hospital systems in terms of the populations that they serve. So I talked to Linda Vale, who's the health director for Ingham County, and she says it just from a public health perspective, it makes sense to use the SVI to decide, you know, how to allocate things like vaccines.
That's kind of a multiplier factor. So the higher your social vulnerability index, there's a little bit of a bump up in vaccine based on that.
And Vale says that using it makes sense because we know that there are groups out there that are more susceptible to getting COVID and to having really bad outcomes from them. And that includes people like with people, you know, everything from communities of color to people with disabilities.
We really have to look at the fact that you cannot roll out a system with a vaccine like this, where you have certain populations who are definitely more vulnerable without taking that into account.
And she points out that despite what some people seem to think, it's not just about race or poverty, although those are two of the variables that the SVI does take into account. But when you look at a map of Michigan, of the various counties and their SVI rankings, you look at a county like Wayne County, and yes, it has a high ranking, but so do places in central and western Michigan, like Oceana County or Clare County. There are a lot of rural areas that also have really high scores on this social vulnerability index.
So as we mentioned, there are some people who've started taking issue with this being with this index being used at all. Can you say more about the debate?
Yeah, so far the loudest people have been Republican state lawmakers and some local lawmakers as well. It seems like their basic beef is that they feel like their communities are just getting shorted on vaccines because they're not, you know, socially vulnerable enough. We heard from in the beginning here from State Senator Jim Runstead from Oakland County. And he was pretty upset about it. And his point was that the highest risk factor for dying from COVID-19 is age. And his suggestion is that the state should just allocate vaccines on a very straightforward basis based on population size and the age of the population.
The state of Michigan is failing them with their social engineering policies, not the likelihood of death.
So in the state Senate this week, Senate Republicans voted along party lines to add an amendment to the COVID-19 relief funds that the state has had in its possession for a while but failed to distribute. And that amendment says it would ban the state from using, quote, race, gender, color, national origin, religion, sex, or socioeconomic status to allocate COVID vaccines. So obviously that adds an additional sort of tricky layer to this because that is not something that Governor Whitmer would want along with that, with the COVID-19 relief funds. The state is sticking by SVI. It says it's just a system that makes sense to take these disparities into account when allocating vaccines. But, you know, obviously it's become very politicized. And as long as we have a situation where there is a lot more demand for vaccines than there are supplies, we're going to see people fighting over how you distribute them.
Michigan Radio, Sarah Swick. Sarah, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.